There's a difference between consciousness and name and form. The difference is this. Consciousness doesn't need to be objectified, and in fact can't be objectified. But for consciousness to be known, just your own presence, the conscious being that you are, no act of objectification is necessary nor possible. Whereas for an object or a name and form, including the body, for that to be known, objectification is necessary. Name and form are not self-evident. They require a vritti, a thought modification. In order for them to be known. You don't require a vritti, a thought modification. You are being the conscious being that you are is self-evident. Self-shining. And present. Self-evident, present, with or without objectifying vrittis, vrittis of different names and forms, with or without those vrittis, I am self-evident. And with or without a vritti, that is resolved or resolving in my own being. I don't require that vritti. To give me the self-experience of myself as a conscious, present being. The vritti-vyapti, where my mind focuses itself on me, on the conscious being, which is the very content of the mind. That is helpful to differentiate me, my nature. From the body, the mind, the thoughts, the sense organs. everything I have superimposed my self-evident presence upon. But the vritti does not illumine me, I illumine it. I am the self-evident presence. Everything else, including the body, the mind, the thoughts, the emotions, the I thought, sense perceptions, imaginations, daydreams, memories, experiences of all sorts and kinds, all of these shine after me. I am the stable, self-evident presence. Changelessly available without objectification. Because I am always present as the conscious being, as me, with my mind I can differentiate my being from all that comes and goes, all of the names and forms that shine after me.